Today is November 20th, 2022, and this is the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Switchman dies from accident. Caught between two cars which he was trying to uncouple about noon today, L.H. Hereford, 43, a switchman, residing at 313 West Wishkaw Street, had his left arm severed and suffered internal injuries from which he died at 4:30 o'clock this afternoon at the Aberdeen General Hospital. There were no eyewitnesses to the accident, but members of the switching crew believe that Hereford, in falling, threw out his arm to save himself. He was unconscious when picked up and was immediately rushed to the hospital, but did not regain consciousness before his death. Hereford, who is a veteran railroad man, has been employed on the harbor for 4 years, coming here from Aberdeen, South Dakota, where he was employed by the Milwaukee Company. The body is at the Elderly and Pinnock Undertaking Establishment, pending word from relatives as to funeral arrangements. In other news, Steel Company to open store in Aberdeen. Having leased the premises at Heron and H Streets, now occupied by Wolf's Dry Goods Store, the LN Steel Company, operators of chain stores throughout the United States and Canada, plans to open a department store shortly after January 1, 1923, C.H. Arbenz, manager of the company's Western properties, stated. This will be the first steel store to be opened in this state. The company, he says, secured a long-term lease with an option to purchase on the Heron Street property last Wednesday, and work on altering and refitting the store to suit their needs will begin as soon as possible. Founded only 2.5 years ago, with home prices in Buffalo, New York, this company has had rapid growth and now operates 98 stores throughout North America. Movement westward was started less than 18 months ago with Western offices at Denver. Operations here will be on a large scale, it is said, the new store bringing a stock worth over $50,000 to Aberdeen. This will be handled in 33 departments selling articles from the value of 5 cents to $20. In the city and county news, work of moving the fixtures and stock of the George J. Wolfe Company to the fine new store on Broadway in Aberdeen has been begun. The new quarters will make one of the finest stores on the harbor. President J.J. Carney of the Chamber of Commerce and Theodore Bruner have been chosen to represent the City of Aberdeen at a banquet meeting to talk bridge needs of Hoquiam and Aberdeen, to be held Wednesday, November 22nd at 6 o'clock at the Washington Hotel. The Montesano Chamber of Commerce and the Elma Community Association each will need one delegate. Counterfeit $20 bills are circulating in Aberdeen, it was learned today. One company is said to have taken in 4 of the bills and others lost from $20 to $40 by making change for them. There is no silk in the paper and the ink border on its face is bright instead of dull in shade. 56 children were present yesterday at the storytelling hour of community service held in the Hoquiam Public Library, much to the delight of the kiddies. The storytellers were Mrs. Clara Lamb and Elizabeth Kendrick. And finally, the sale of the Grace Harbor Motors Company in Aberdeen to Clayton R. Apple and Heinrich Schmidt was announced yesterday. The new owners are taking over all of the parts, stock, machines, and equipment, also the agency for the Chalmers, the Maxwell and Wills St. Clair automobiles. The figure of the sale was not announced. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on November 19, 1922. If you hadn't already discovered it, the Pulse Museum's new online photo database of over 28,000 historic Grace Harbor images is free to explore at pulsemuseum.org. And if you missed hearing a recent episode of the Centennial Moment, PulseMuseum.org is also your link to our SoundCloud site, where the past month and more can be heard. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.